We ran out of time yesterday, so I'm so happy that that the Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Asa Hutchinson, was flexible enough to join us on this Thursday morning. Secretary Hutchinson, thank you so much, because we really have some important things to talk about. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Paul.
Let's get to the newest part of the information that's been revealed out there regarding Homeland Security and some new rules, apparently, that are being adopted, new detainee rules. Can you tell us about them?
Well, after the attack on America in September 11, we obviously had to take some very significant action to secure our country. And now that we have had things settled down a little bit, you can reflect back to see how we can improve our systems. And the Inspector General reviewed how we detained some aliens during that time and came back with some recommendations that we can do better, because hundreds of them actually were detained, and ultimately some of them were not found to have a connection to terrorism. So we have implemented new rules to make sure someone does not get lost in the system. There's a strict requirement that notice of charges have to be filed within 48 hours, notice to appear in court within 72 hours of an arrest. If there's any exception because of a terrorist connection, that has to be approved at a higher level, and these unusual circumstances are very well defined. And so we have put checks and balances in the system, as well as a higher level of headquarters review, to make sure that someone is not wrongfully detained and that their rights are protected. So very important policy changes have been implemented by the Department of Homeland Security in response to the Inspector General's report. I think it'll be helpful to assure everybody's protection during these difficult times.
Well, and this is not fine-tuning. These are some very significant corrections that were found to be necessary, safeguards to prevent immigrants picked up as part of the terrorism probes from just languishing in prison. And who can blame us, the U.S., for the way things did go, because we'd never faced a situation or circumstance like this before, and there was a lot of bureaucracy involved, and frankly, it seems that immigration basically stepped back and left the decision-making, or lack of decision-making, up to others, and that's kind of where the logjam happened.
Well, that's right. We'd never been faced with a circumstance like this. The rules were drafted for routine affairs of life, and you have this attack, and the rules don't apply in every circumstances, and so there was not sufficient checks in the system. This is a dramatic correction of that. And what this means is that, you know, we have really is a good reflection on our government, that we think through what we did, how we can improve it, make sure individual rights are protected. And sort of a fundamental point in our country is that someone has the right to know what they're being charged with. And if they're happen to be detained, they need to know the reasons. So we have put these protections in place. Homeland Security will exercise judgment, represent to the court based upon our evaluation of the case, and not simply yield to a hold that is put by another agency.
We're spending some time here on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR with the Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security at the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Asa Hutchinson. Also leading over 110,000 employees responsible for coordinating the enforcement activities of our borders, transportation, and immigration systems now. And we come back to one of my pet peeves, Mr. Secretary, and I just can't figure this one out. Here we are in Detroit on the border with Canada. We've got a tunnel and we've got a bridge, and we do not look at those vehicles until they've gone through the tunnel or over the bridge, where they could do massive damage to our country should they try terrorist activity.
Well, you're right. I've been there at the Ambassador Bridge, and we do the inspection after they cross that bridge. And the only way to change that would be to have the inspection on the Canadian side, and that we have had discussions with the Canadian government, but there are some serious constitutional issues as well as enforcement issues on that. So we do have the careful inspection as they come in. And then the second thing is that it doesn't impact the circumstance you're talking about, but we are getting information on rail shipments, other commerce that comes across the borders before it enters our borders.
Well, the whole issue of containers on ships is a frightening one. It's not a secret. I'm not telling terrorists anything they don't already know. But that is an almost impossible situation, isn't it, Mr. Secretary?
It's a challenge. Whenever you're looking at 6 million sea containers that come into our ports every year, you know, it's really almost an impossibility consistent with commerce to inspect every one of them. So we, based upon information that we get, track records and intelligence, inspect what we believe are the at-risk shipments. And we're doing a pretty good job on that. We're trying to continue to improve it, but I think it's the right strategy. Otherwise, we're really isolating the United States and not being able to move the commerce through that we need to. So that's something that we're continuing to improve. Whenever you look, though, at the Detroit area, and it's the same thing applies to rail shipments that come across or the truck commerce that comes across. And we're putting in rules that require information before those shipments ever leave the ports prior to entering the United States. So a number of different new security measures in place, all of which adds a pretty good layer of protection.
Well, and by the way, the rail tunnel and the, what we call the jobs tunnel that's underway here and the plans, again, we've got a situation where things can come into our country, go through the tunnel where they could do a tremendous amount of damage before getting checked out or inspected. Do you see any changes in that area? You mentioned that there are some constitutional issues, some other problems. Do you see that ever getting worked out?
I actually think that it will get worked out. It's just going to take a number of years probably to get it done, simply because you're looking at two governments, very complex means of changing constitutions and laws. But this is something that we have a very good relationship with the Canadian government and continue to discuss these issues, both sides recognizing that we can do it better and add to security while we do it.
Mr. Secretary, I thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Great to be with you.
Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security for Homeland Security, Asa Hutchinson, as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.